What's up, kiddos? Hi, this is Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. We're at All Things Comedy. Someone asked me today on Twitter, do I record all my podcasts in Burbank? And I would like to say I do record most of my podcasts in Burbank. Yes, that's where we're at. We drove here from over the hill across from, what do you call the other side of the hill? This is the valley. That's what, the basin? Hollywood?
Yeah, I don't know if it's just over the hill or not.
Is there a name?
I remember Entourage season one, if you go over the hill, you're screwed. So
yeah, I just call it the expensive part of L.A., the other side of the hill. For people that don't live here, there's a nice side of the hill. We call a mountain range the hill, by the way. It's actually the Santa Monica mountain range that you have to drive over to get to Burbank. And then this part of the world is what I call the area where tires cost half as much. That's really why I come over here. So
fantastic.
But that's where we are. We're in Burbank. I've got a great guest today. I'm so excited you're here because
I'm fired up.
One, you're cute as fuck.
Thanks.
You're funny. You know, he's a comic, so I haven't tried to hit it, but I'm tempted. I'm not going to lie because you're cool and we get along.
Appreciate it. Yeah, good chemistry.
I know.
Sure.
I know. I feel like if we did make out, it would be really good.
Well, I do like older women naturally.
Fuck
so,
you. Okay. Do you really
older
have to point
than,
that out immediately?
Older than me, we'll leave it. Hey, I was born in the 90s, so that doesn't, you know, it's not saying much.
You know nothing. I'm going to school you in everything. Alex Monaco, everyone. Very funny comic. Very happy to have you here.
Thank
Yay.
You. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
And you host a show called Extraordinary Sports.
Yes.
What's
so
that all about?
I basically started at tail end of college interviewing pro athletes in kind of a fun, positive way, and then I would challenge them to stuff. So I've had some pretty cool experiences over the last couple of years. I did sumo wrestling against Matt Barnes, who is now on the Warriors again.
He accidentally
kicked me in the face on that episode.
Are you serious?
Really thought I was going to get on SportsCenter Not Top 10. Size 17 foot, 6'7 man, and we're in a ring, boxing ring, and in a fat suit, and he beautifully executes a forward kick to the Jewish-Italian schnoz, and I got 2 D's on my midterms later that day.
He's a size 17 foot?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
6'8" club.
Wow. He must have a humongous unit. How tall is he, 6'8"?
He might be 6'7" listed, but yeah, he's up there.
Damn, he's cute. You're so lucky. You have my dream job because listeners to this podcast know of my obsession with pro athletes. Like, I mean, what girl doesn't like? I love when people are like, Kate, why do you try to date pro athletes? I'm not trying to date them. I just want to stare at them from across the table because they're beautiful.
Well, what is the end? Women love taller men. And I'm not in the 6 foot club, so I don't have a lot of accent. I mean, 5'11 without the fro, 6'2 with, but I trimmed it down. So not that tall right now. But yeah, I am always fascinated with women and big men. I understand the fascination of looking up. But does it go immediately to a sexual thought when you're looking at a dude that big?
I think the reason that women are attracted to really large men, honestly, is it's something like innate that makes you feel like they can protect you. Mm. I think it's a protector thing. You know, the same reason guys are attracted to women with like good childbearing hips, because like on some level, you know that you can knock her up. And like the caveman in you is like, that chick will have my baby.
That's actually well said. So if in the caveman days, I wouldn't stand a chance, basically. Self-deprecation and comedy doesn't go very far when your shoulder's popping out, leaning on a wall, hitting on a girl.
I think you would have been okay in the caveman days because the thing is, back then, they would just knock bitches out and drag them home.
Oh, God.
You know, you can't do that anymore.
Nah.
I mean, people do, obviously, like, there are the Bill Cosbys of the world, but I mean, like, it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
I had a guy in bed one time tell me that he would, I shouldn't even say this on here. I had a guy in bed one time. Well, he would always get mad at me because in between sex, I would make him crazy. And so when we were fucking one time, he was like, if you don't start behaving yourself, I'm just going to choke you out when we have sex until you pass out and then finish fucking you so you don't get to remember it. He actually said that to me. And the sad thing is I kind of was like more turned on. Like I was a little annoyed. But then also, but in the back of my mind, I was like, would he really? Like then I was kind of like wondering, I don't think he ever did. I don't remember ever being passed out.
Yeah, that's a whole nother realm that, you know, nice Jewish boy from the suburbs. I'm not really trying to get into that. Somehow I end up attracting it.
Yeah.
As I pointed out to you, this little...
Yeah, you have a mark thing on you that we'll definitely have to talk about.
It's...
You're marked.
It is what it is. That women, I guess the choking thing is something...
Did a girl choke you? Is that he has, for people that are listening and not viewing, he has like three lines of really intense scratch marks right on his neck. So did she choke you?
I think it was a reaction to a couple requests that
what? Yeah, but you got to be more specific. What do you mean?
Well, she wanted me to, pretty much have her lose, a little bit of oxygen here or there, pretty much.
She asked you to choke her?
I mean, yeah, but it was like in a foreplay setting. So I'm like, all right. Well, I didn't know singles or doubles were leading up to now.
Wait a second.
Boxing your Homer Simpson.
It was a foreplay setting. You guys weren't having sex yet? You were just, making out?
I was on a wingman endeavor. I was just winging my buddy at the beach. I didn't think, next thing I know, I'm...
Hold on. You're at the beach.
Yeah.
So this happened on the sand?
No, not on the sand. That was where the hangout was.
So you guys are hanging out at the beach. You're wingmanning. You meet a girl. Had you met her before?
No, he just pretty much said, okay, well... What was funny is he's going to set me up with the other chick who I actually met, and then she couldn't hang out, so she brought her other roommate. So, no.
And you guys start flirting... And then where did you end up? How did you get her back to, was this your car? Where did this happen?
We went to actually a beach condo I guess considered a beach condo where they were at. So, it was a nice, I was on the road. Most of my endeavors are on the road. So I actually do better that way. I'm not a great host. Well, when it comes to food, but that's it.
Oh, wait, so you start making out and she asks you to choke? Because I've asked guys to choke me, but not till the sex.
Yeah, we weren't just making out. I was, practicing my guitar licks a little bit.
You got to first base. Is that second base? That's so funny. Yeah, I think a hand in your pants is first base.
Is there a new definition of single, double, triple, homer, by the way?
What base is you having your hand in her pants? That's second base, right? Or a boob second base. That's second base. Aaron, my producer, is saying that's second base.
Yeah, and a tug is definitely a double.
A tug is second base?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And third base is oral?
I would say so.
And a home run is fucking all the way.
Yeah.
But does it change now with like sending nudes and sexting and like webcam sex? Like, what do you consider fucking on FaceTime? Is that third base?
That's an intro. Yeah, do they have a digital home single, double, triple homer now?
I don't know.
That's a good food for thought.
Is it a bunt if the screen buffers right when you're about to get off and you don't get off on the girl, you get off on like a shot of yourself? Like, what is that?
I'm right there with you. I do not know what that is.
I don't know. I don't have enough FaceTime sex. I haven't had FaceTime sex since the last time I was in a long distance relationship, which was a while ago.
FaceTime. Phone. Have you done phone sex?
I don't even understand the concept of phone sex.
I don't really either. I mean, in the digital age, just hop on a website and save your partner some time.
Do you think people are still having phone sex? Do you think there's someone that, like, they're calling each other and talking through it?
Probably. I mean, it might be escalated to a FaceTime type thing. But then what, are you moving the phone in precarious areas? I mean, that's...
I wonder if there's still phone sex hotlines that are active. Like, do you see commercials for phone sex hotlines ever? Because why would you use one when porn is free on the internet?
I feel like you got a pretty solid voice for that. You could morph into like...
Thank you.
Some odd name that is used for phone sex.
I considered it very
deeply. Did you?
I really did, yeah. I made a video one time, actually, because I was like... I was sitting at home and I was eating Cheetos and I looked like shit. I was in like sweatpants and I had food all over me. And I was thinking to myself how funny it would be if I was a phone sex operator and I was like dirty talking to some guy just covered in food and bloated with like my hand down my pants.
Wow.
And I was like, I could do this, like I could read a script. You could be multitasking. You could be literally like doing dishes and not even involved.
Not a bad way to pay
to
the
make
rent.
A living.
I mean, George Costanza considered combining food and sex. It didn't work out for him. He went with a pastrami sandwich. That was questionable.
Thank you for comparing me to George Costanza, by the way.
We're coming up on the summer of George. It's my favorite time of year.
Let's talk about today, because I had a wild day. So first of all, I woke up this morning at 11, as I do sometimes, and my Gmail had all been hacked. I don't know. Did you hear about this huge Google hack that happened?
I did. I am thankfully... Oh, I've been hacked on Yahoo. But anyways, the floor is yours.
I was freaking out. I woke up. I had all these messages from Google saying someone has changed your password. All my accounts were locked down. And I just got a new Google phone. And one of the features of the phone is anytime you take a photo, it automatically uploads to your Google Drive. So anytime I take like a nude photo, even the outtakes, the bad ones are going to my Google Drive and I have to go in and delete them. But when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my God, someone has gotten in and can see all my shit and could have all my shit. And I freaked out, you know, because they're not all good. That's the thing. I'm like, what if someone takes the bad ones? Like if they're leak them, they got to leak the good ones.
So your first thought went immediately to, oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
My pictures.
Yeah. Of course. I'm not worried about anything else. Like I can reverse, like if someone hacks my bank statements or like bank account. But I mean, bad photos. Do you know how many selfies a girl takes to get that one hot naked photo? That could be 50.
Is it really 50?
Maybe more like 20. But yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of bad outtakes with bad angles and shadows, or maybe like there's cellulite, or you know, you look a little more beat up than you really are. Like it could be anything.
I'm a horrendous picture taker, so angles are. I know. This nose is getting captured regardless of the angle. So I just say, you know what? In fact, it's painful for me to watch people take selfies. So I will volunteer to take a pic, but then I'll take a B-minus pic, turn the corner and realize, oh my gosh, they're taking another one with another volunteer.
Yeah, some guys are so bad at taking photos and I don't get it. It's like, don't you, any guy that's ever had a girlfriend should know about the Facebook angle. You always take the photo from above with the phone pointing down to make her look thinner. Yeah, every girl takes her selfies with the camera up.
I would purposely botch that, though, so I didn't have to do that moving forward. I'm like, all right, if I'm dating this girl for a few months, she wants a picture every venue we go to, I might as well start off with blurry photos so she doesn't ask me.
Well, I mean, that's super annoying if the girl wants a photo at every venue you go to.
Hence why I've been single for a little bit.
Well, I'm just happy because I got back into my Google accounts. It seems that everything is intact.
Oh, like, you're good
nothing
to go.
I think so, but I did go through and delete all the bad naked photos. I left the good ones, though.
So kind of a productive morning, then.
I mean, it was once I got that handled. But yeah, it was a scary... I was just talking to Brian Redban, you know, another comic at the Comedy Store, and he was like, you should not have that Google phone because Google gets hacked constantly. And I was like, it'll be fine. And then that happened. So.
Wow. So someone in his Dr. Evil underground lair had a very interesting morning.
I probably shouldn't be talking about it. Some hacker's going to go hack my Google now and get all my nudes. There won't be any nudes left on there by Friday. They'll all be gone. Real quickly, before we change topics, I have to give a few shout-outs. I got to give a shout-out to this girl, Tiffany Ray, who is a fan of mine, because I showed up at the Laugh Factory the other night. This is so sweet. And this girl had sent me a package to the Laugh Factory with like a journal in it and like a bunch of M&Ms that she had made for me that said, I'm a huge fan. Like all
it's
this
amazing.
Really cool stuff. Yeah. So I got to give her a shout out. Tiffany Ray, thank you. And then also there are a bunch of patrons that are supporting the podcast now. So I got to give shout outs to Brian Gappa, Joel Simmons, Larry Ewalt, John Knoppick, Christina Carter, Clark LaBarge, Sledgewick. I love that name. Mark McMahon, Leonie Dickens, Chris, who has no last name, and James Cook. Thank you guys for supporting the show.
You think Sledgewick is on Xbox One for a game of Madden later?
I don't know, but speaking of Xbox, let's talk about my date last night.
Oh, let's please.
So guys, last night I went on a date with a rapper. A real, like legit, for real rapper.
It's amazing.
I mean, I was nervous because I don't know anything about rap. The only rapper I really know is Eminem. That's
really?
It. Yeah, which I was worried to even tell him because I was like, what if he thinks I'm racist because the only rapper I know is white and he's black, you know?
So we're narrowing it down already.
Yes, because there are only like three black rappers. So I'm on this dating app called Raya, which I've talked about on here before. Are you on there?
Well, I actually was on the waiting list, which means, well, we don't all have a blue check mark on Twitter, Kate. You know, it's a little bit of a deli line to get on this app, but I'm I'm available elsewhere, ladies. You can swipe on at the other.
You can find him on Bumble, Tinder, Thrinder. Well, so Raya is a dating app that's for, like, quote, I don't even like to say celebrities because it's not all celebrities. It's just people in the industry, right? So I'm swiping through there and I come across this rapper and I'm like, what the hell? It could be an interesting story, you know? So I swipe on him, we match. And I won't say who he is, but he's apparently a pretty successful rapper in the rap world. Yeah?
You know, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we start talking, and he's really nice and polite and sweet. And he doesn't, I mean, this sounds bad, but I just expect it because he's a rapper for him to go straight to like the like trying to hook up or like ask for photos. I don't know. I had all these preconceived notions of rappers. And he didn't do that. He was really nice. And he asked me to go out. And I said, let's get a drink. And then and he said, where? And I said, anywhere but a club. I'm not into clubs. Already, I'm like thinking he's going to take me to a club. There's going to be bottles popping. Right. There's going to be like video, you know, bitches dancing behind him, like the music video diva dancer girls, whatever. I would just imagine, and I imagined him with all these chains and, you know, that he would like talk in rhymes. Like, I just had all these awesome ideas. And then he was like, actually, I don't even drink and I hate clubs. So let's do something chill. So I said, do you want to do food? So he said, yeah, there's this great barbecue spot I've been wanting to try. And we went to this place that was the most like hole in the wall, low key barbecue joint. There was hardly anyone there. And he's just real normal. He's talked about books he's reading. And
wow, he's well read too.
He loves to read and he's nice and he's into just normal guy stuff like video games. And, you know, it was very, I just, it was great and he's great. And I might go out with him again. I don't know.
Oh, wow. He's getting a call back.
He sent me a really nice text afterwards. He also, oh, I got to give him props because he showed up and he had a really bad headache. And he said, man, I've had a really bad headache all day today and I can't kick it. And I was so impressed because you know how many guys in LA cancel dates?
Oh.
But he didn't cancel.
This guy's checking off a lot of gentleman boxes right now.
I know. The problem is I think we have nothing in common. So I'm like, he's really nice, but I don't know if we have anything in common because he's asking me what I like to do. And I'm like, I'm into the outdoors. I play tennis and volleyball and I go to the beach and I snowboard. Yeah. And I'm like, what do you like to do? And he's like, read and play video games and stay inside. And so I just don't know if there's, you know, potential.
Well, I mean, opposites attract, indoor, outdoor. I mean, you guys date, no one's going to get on each other's nerves because he's going to be gaming and you're going to be
real-life
gaming.
You're right. I don't know. But it was interesting because it was just very normal. And I just, I mean, I normally, if someone's not a jerk to me or if I don't feel some crazy intense heat with them right away, I just write them off and I never go out with them again.
But how quick is right away? What's your window? Is it a less than 5 minute?
If I don't have the impulse to kiss a guy at the end of the first date, I feel like I probably never will. Is that weird? Mm.
No, not at all.
Do you always kiss girls at the end of a first date? Do you go on dates?
Yeah, no, I do. I actually did. I went out with a girl older who thought I was a little older. And then when I disclosed my driver's license, she was like, all right. And then I immediately went to, okay, well, no kiss for her. No, I'm not getting one. I mean, I wasn't going to get one anyways.
But wait, yeah. You lied and said you were older?
No, I didn't. I met her at a bar pretty close, pretty quick number close, and then ended up getting drinks, and she's like, yeah, a decade older, so.
You're 26, right? So she's 36?
Yeah.
And when she found out you were 26, she wasn't into it?
Oh, she slid the ID back like McLovin and Superbad. I don't know if we're going to be able to accept this.
Are you serious? Did she actually ask to see your ID?
Because I said late 20s, which I guess 26 is mid-20s still.
No, why would she care? Unless she's looking for, like, a relationship, and right away she's like, oh, he's too young.
Well, she told me she had dated a 53-year-old grown man. So, you know, I'm not a grown man. The chest may look like it with the hair, but no, I'm not a grown man.
You barely have any chest hair.
I'm a child. What are you talking about?
I don't know. For me, my cutoff age going down is probably 26, 27.
Okay.
Although, I'm not going to lie, I had this little 22-year-old like chasing. Oh, no, I take that back because a couple of the football. Okay, if they're pro athletes, I make an exception because pro athletes are often very young, but they look like men.
Right.
So, but I wouldn't try to have a relationship with anyone under 27. But to just hook up, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, how about a guy shorter than you?
I'm fine with that. I used to be. I used to want tall guys. And then I hooked up with a guy who was short, and he was so good in bed. They try so hard.
Wow.
They try harder.
Just climbing up the ladder, just putting in that extra effort. Staying at practice after practice.
I think so. I think guys that are short, they feel like they have to exceed, like they feel like they have to live up to more because they know they're little. They also hold doors for you. They call you more. They're just better.
Feel that way about big bone women, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, that's what guys say. One time a guy told me I fuck like a fat girl, and I was so flattered. I put it on my Tinder bio. Fucks like fat girl.
That's phenomenal.
I really did. But that was my date with the rapper, so it was pretty exciting. What about you? You're on all the apps, right? You're on Thrinder, the threesome app.
Yes.
How's
I am.
That?
It's an interesting potluck of human beings.
How hot are the people on? First of all, didn't they change the name? Isn't it not called Thrinder anymore?
Yeah, they
anymore?
Did change it, I think, because it must have started to get traction. I think it's called Field.
Oh, that's
I
right.
I want to say
Field. I think Tinder was like suing them or something.
Yes, it had to have been. It had to have been.
Yeah. So how hot are the women on there?
It's again, it's a variation. You know, it's kind of. Sometimes it's like a Cracker Jack box where you sift through the whole thing to find the little fake tattoo. But other than that, I've had a couple of gems. And again, they're a little more open to explaining their desires. On like there's a section to fill out your desires.
Interesting.
It's an out of my comfort zone app for me. I'm just there as a student trying to learn. So
really? So you haven't you haven't done it yet?
Have I met a girl? Oh, no, I have not. That's all my I can't get married until I do that.
You've never had a threesome?
No. In fact, I did meet a girl on there that I got a call back for that wants to arrange one. Our schedules haven't.
No way.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, but again, my shoulder's popping out like it's nothing.
I've had a threesome, and I was married for 10 years.
Yeah, I have not
you
had one.
You have to have one. Just bucket list. You know what I mean?
A girl one.
How hard can it be?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I guess I just need to watch American Pie again is really what it comes down to. I need to learn from Stifler and
wow,
Oz.
And you're a comic. You're a hot comic.
I'm young. I mean, I'm less than 2 years in the game.
Okay.
So, you know,
so you'll see. When you start headlining, it's Threesome City for you, I'm sure. That's what's going to happen. That's what happens, man. You know Brad Williams, who is one of my best friends?
Yeah.
He met his fiance on Thrinder.
Thrinder.
Yep.
That's amazing.
He matched with his fiance to have a threesome, and they met up to have a threesome, I think. I hope I'm getting the story exactly right, but they met up for a threesome, and the other girl canceled, and they ended up staying anyway and having, like, a first date, and then they ended up dating, and now they're engaged.
Oh, my.
Isn't that crazy? So you could meet your future wife on there.
So I heard, I think the last generation, our parents, that 75%-ish met in college. You think that's going to be the stat for online dating for our generation?
Oh, wow. I wonder, because as much as I swipe, I don't go on a whole lot of... Like, I just started kind of talking to people on Bumble.
Yeah.
But I've only been on a few, maybe 10 total dates from apps.
You're getting enough inquiries in real life, I assume. You don't really need to go to swipe to eat necessarily like the rest.
You know what? Honestly, people think that, but I'm telling you, I say it on here all the time. It's really not true. I find that, I don't know if it's because I'm loud or because I'm a comic or if I'm intimidating or if it's because... People think they don't have a shot. I don't know what it is, but no, not a lot of guys ask me out in real life. Honest to God, never almost.
Would you say men that have the balls to do that's a huge...
Red flag.
Is it a red flag?
I think that's what I was talking to Sam Tripoli, a comic, about this, and he was like, the problem is the guys that have the balls to ask you out confidently and think you'll say yes are gonna be insane or complete narcissists or fuck so many women that you don't want to date them.
Wow.
And I think he's right.
So you think you'd rather have a bunch of Woody Allens walking around and never have the confidence and then just pick one off?
I wish more guys would just ask me out because I say yes almost every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you actually ask me out in person and you're not a total troll, and even if you are, sometimes I'll still say yes just because I'm trying to date outside the box.
I think it's fun. I think a date once every 3-4 weeks is healthy. I think it's good social lubrication.
Every 3 or 4 weeks?
I mean, I'm saying if you're not, you know, actively trying to take girls out or vice versa.
I think you should go on at least a date a week if you're single, just to keep from becoming like one of those people that sits at home and is lonely just swiping through social media. And I mean, I think you just have to. Also, you got to exercise the skill.
Right.
Because something I've learned, this is probably going to sound obvious to most people, but lately I've been going on more dates. And I've even been meeting guys that maybe have girlfriends, but we've become friends, but we have chemistry and I can feel it. And for me, it's been helping me to get over this whole thinking of like, I think when I have crazy chemistry with someone, that's very rare. And so I hang on to them with like white knuckle, like fists, even if they're assholes. But the more I'm dating, the more I realize, oh my God, I actually have chemistry with lots of guys. I'm just not getting out there enough to know it. So it's helping me to let go of the douchebags.
Interesting.
So I think it's really healthy to date more.
You think there's a fine line, too, between confidence and cockiness? Back to the approaching a girl to ask her out in real life?
Yeah, for sure. There's arrogant and confident. And those,
because I think an assertiveness is, I have to make up with my confidence for what I lack in this AA chest of mine and this, you know, I'm clinging to my water polo frame from back in high
school. You're a little slim.
I mean, I'm a little slim.
You're a little slim.
We'll leave it at that. Both my little brothers are stronger than me, so it.
Confidence is so big, though, but I don't know. Like, it does seem like guys that are super confident always have a reason to be that confident, and it's because they've scored with so many girls, or they have girlfriends. That's been my thing lately. Mm. I have become the consummate side chick, not on purpose. I would never date a guy that has a girl. But I keep on dating guys that I find out have girlfriends at some point. And not just girlfriends. 3 times now, they've had pregnant girlfriends. So now I feel, in fact, one guy I was dating, he was like, yeah, I do have a girlfriend. She's pregnant. I mean, she knows I kind of, you know, hook up on the side, but he's like, we've been trying to get pregnant forever, and it finally happened. And now I'm so pissed because I feel like I am like a good luck charm for girls that are trying to get pregnant.
You
like,
got the Johnny Stockton on that one. That's an assist. You don't enter the equation, there's a new life potentially not birthed.
Right, so. I'm like IVF. I'm like free IVF. Like if you can't afford IVF, you send your boyfriend to fuck me. Next thing you know, you're knocked up and I'm miserable because I didn't even know about you in the first place. Three times.
My buddy and I talk about this. I want to get your take. I've been told that one of the most attractive things to women is another woman. That if a man is with another woman in a social setting, for some reason that triggers X, Y, and Z for you guys. And I don't, I mean, I get the puppy thing and all of that, but if you're off the market, I mean, guys aren't like, oh, she's got a chick, let me go home wreck. But, you know, for some reason, women are competitive in a different nature, and I haven't really cleared that up with any women.
I think that there's something about, like, if you're out with a friend, like, I have a guy friend who's super hot. He's one of my best friends. We go out together all the time, and I've probably hooked him up a bunch of times because if a girl meets another girl who's cool and she's out with a guy and they're just friends, it's almost like she's vouching that guy's not a complete piece of shit by way of being friends with him.
Right.
But when it comes to like seeing a guy who has a girlfriend and wanting to be with that guy, it doesn't make me want them more, but I think on some level it makes you know they know how to commit. I think that's what it is. You meet a guy who's gotten married once or has a girlfriend, you think, well, this guy will commit if it's the right girl. But I don't know. When I meet a guy that has a girl, immediately, it just, to me, it shuts down and I'm not going to try. I just put it out of my head. Like, he's not an option.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I've had guys, like, I met this one guy that we really clicked and we had a lot of chemistry. And I knew he had a girlfriend, but he kept trying to kind of hang out anyway. But he would never hit on me. And I could never tell if he was trying to hang out because he was trying to hit it or if he was just trying to be friends. But I still believe that guys don't try to be friends with girls. They're not trying to bang, right?
Oh, I think there's huge value in a good-looking female friend. I personally haven't had a ton of success with that, but
fuck them?
Or swing and miss. Yeah, trust me, I'm not bad in a thousand. I'm in the minor league still over here. But thank you for the call.
But if you have a girlfriend,
right,
and you meet a cool girl, would you try to be friends with someone new while you have a girlfriend?
I think that's dicey territory.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before, and then I get confused, and I'm like, but then I'm like, maybe some guys really just want to be your friend. See, this is where I'm so naive and dumb, and this is how I keep ending up fucking guys with girlfriends, because I just think on some level that I believe everyone is innocent.
Yes.
You seem innocent, you know?
I am.
Yeah, but then you show up at like choke marks and shit and you're on Thrinder and you're just a hot mess.
I'm just looking for material, Kate, anywhere I can get it. And this online dating world it's a new world that's, you know, we got 45-year-olds on there. We got 21-year-olds. It's not going away.
I'm curious about that because I think you online date actually more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So how?
Well, I'm on a tight budget, so it's online dating or I'm not dating.
Well, where do you take them since you're on this tight budget?
Honestly, like, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at swinging a little vino at the casa. Honestly, it's a ridiculous.
Your house?
Not. I live on like a Mikey from Swingers type pad on Beechwood, so you know that's the sitch. Good feng shui though, really good feng shui.
Wait, Mikey from Swingers is it a shitty? I don't remember his.
No, he had a humble pad. He had a humble pad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You have like a studio.
I'm like the fit. No, it's two bedroom. I got a homie I live with.
Oh, you have a roommate.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah. So if I can swing a little, not that I don't want to go out, I would actually like to go out. That's what I'm saying. Financially, I'm taking a chick out, you know, one or two times a month. But if I want to hang out with a girl. You know, I'm very advantageous to have them, you know, hang out with me at the crib if I can have them. I'm actually a little thrown that these girls are willing to come over.
So am I.
Without me. And then I'm almost the one half the time that has to initiate, want to FaceTime or talk on the phone. Like, not that it's happened a ton of times.
You're not weary of a girl that's down to come to your house when she's never met you. I would immediately think she's going to rob me. Or be a hooker, or like there's something going on.
Yeah, I'm not thinking with the right head when it comes to that.
I guess.
That's the one time I just let all the nebbishness and
how often worry. Are girls down to just come right over?
You know, probably happened between 5 to 10 times in my life.
Have you ever had a girl that you matched with on an app when you were horny, like it's late at night and you're just swiping through and you match with a girl and she's horny too and she's like, let's fuck, and she comes over and does it?
I don't know that I've gotten a 1 a.m.er.
I always wonder that because people say they use Tinder for that. And I'm like, who are these girls? Like, I would never.
Yeah, no, I'm still putting in clockwork. I mean, it's not like two messages and they're coming over. I mean, I gotta wine and dine a little on digitally speaking.
Yeah.
To get them to come over. But I, you know, I like the in-home invite. I mean, that's what when I was on the road. I mean, they invite me, too. I've gone on the road just as much as I've hosted.
Interesting. What's the like weirdest or worst thing that's happened to you on a date? Do you have any bad sex stories or like awful date stories?
I mean, the one that happened just a few weeks ago in Topanga Canyon.
Oh my God, tell that story. It's amazing.
It's pretty, well, here it goes. Well, she's older than me, divorced woman, older.
You like older women.
I just like women that have a good sense of self. I'm almost 1,000 days. Oh, I am over 1,000 days in a row of meditating. So I got a pretty good sense of self. So if I can sit, you know, I'm not well read. I stopped reading after Roald Dahl, but you know.
But you meditate.
If I could, well, yeah. I mean, it's not like conversation with substance. You know, I'm hanging out with a 19-year-old, 21-year-old girl.
LA
what
guy.
Am I? What
I don't
am I
read
be
books,
talking?
But I meditate.
I know, it does sound very LA.
You're a vegan, also.
No, I eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this woman invites me to her house for some vino, and I roll up. I thought I was going to be a quiet Monday night in suburbia.
Time out. And, just backstory. Have you met her ever?
No, this is Bumble, too, so she initiated it. In fact, her bio said, making up for lost time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And left her zodiac sign, Leo. I'm like, okay. So she's a lion.
Making up for lost time.
Okay. So, yeah, so.
What was the conversation before leading up to you? Like, how much had you spoken via text before you met up?
I'm going to say under 15 messages. This was quick.
Wow.
But
okay.
If I'm the one setting it up, I'll go longer. And I'll even phone call, you know, whatever I got to do to, it's all about women's comfortability.
Again,
I'm going into these for material. So I'm like, I'm open-minded. I'll do, you know, whatever I got to do to get a story here. But she just asked me to come up. It was just good timing. It was a Monday night. I mean, you know, people aren't that busy Monday night and
right.
I happen to be in. So
all right.
Went up there and basically wanted to have some wine on the couch. So I didn't think I'd be rolling up to a mansion. This was a multi-million-dollar house.
No way.
People have wedding inquiries in her backyard all the time.
Wow.
And so she said she was divorced, but I roll in. First thing I notice is an elevator. So first thing I say is, why do you have an elevator in a two-story? And she goes, well, I have a 10-year-old bedridden son. And I go,
aww.
Talk about an icebreaker.
Wait, she has a 10-year-old son who can't get out of bed.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, all right, well, that we just got a lot more comfortable right off the bat. So she told me that, and then kind of went into, and you know, I have obviously a soft spot for that. So I stopped thinking, you know, about my task at hand. We started talking on the couch, you know, and we started drinking wine. All of a sudden, and this is a perfect storm. I couldn't hear. My ears are clogged randomly this
Why?
Week. B minus hygiene.
Okay.
And I sit down. And next thing I know, a nurse comes over my shoulder with kind of his report and starts breaking down the, you know, how the kid's doing. And I go, wait, the kid's here right now?
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, you're thinking, all right, she's divorced with a kid. This is her night off. She's going to have a, you know, a young buck come over, have some wine, have some fun. No, guy's there.
Oh, my God.
Giving a breakdown. And then my mind's going, wait, so is this, we going to continue schmoozing? And then so she leaves, the nurse leaves, and within 3 minutes, she goes, want to go to my bedroom. So naturally, I request to take the elevator. We took the stairs.
Why? Why would she take you on the elevator?
I mean, you know,
what
a bitch. It was just a bad joke.
I mean, that's fun.
Yeah. Not every day you get to take a Mr. Deeds elevator.
You could have hooked up in the elevator in someone's house. That would be a first.
It was a glass elevator, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a glass elevator.
In her house.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a view of the outside?
No, it was right to the right of the door. So it was obviously accessible to where, you know, the room was closest and such.
But wait a second. Wait, just time out real quick. Did the nurse seem surprised at all that she had a young guy over?
Actually, it almost felt like protocol. It was like, and his line to me when she introduced me, Alex meets, so he almost wanted to hit me because his ex-boyfriend cheated on him with a guy named Alex last week. So that was our little back and forth.
He was a gay guy.
Yeah, with a man bun.
Oh, that could have been your first threesome.
Oh, sub me
Should've
out.
Invited him in.
Oh my goodness. I've done one of those. I'm not never again.
You what? Did you really?
No, my buddy one and I wanted to, or sorry, my buddy wanted to do one at Cabo Cantina with a girl in on the lifeguard tower, and my boy did not come to play.
You tried to have a threesome with another dude and a chick, and you couldn't do it?
One of my best friends.
He's straight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Straight. I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have.
Wow.
Thought that was two straight dudes and a girl, and I was like, this is too much. My God, you know, he wasn't prepared. My buddy just did it like it was clockwork.
We have to come back to this.
Yeah,
I'm fascinated by this.
So anyway, so we go upstairs. This woman, it throws me. She's off her rocker. Literally off her rocker. She starts ripping my chest hair. I'm not kidding. And yeah, I know you don't think I have any, but there's a little there.
There's
and
a
then
little.
She's taking her thumb. I never thought this was a move. And starts gouging my eyes.
No.
And I'm a contacts wearer, so I'm not enjoying this at all. I'm literally going.
Like, as if you would have enjoyed it if you didn't wear contacts. You'd be like, that was
hot. Any contacts wearers out there, if it splits and it goes up in your temple, forget about it. You're not doing anything the rest of your day till you get that down.
Time out. One quick, just quick question. How hot was this woman that you didn't just fucking cut and run as soon as you realize there's a 10-year-old kid?
She said she gets carded. That's how young she looks.
She looked good.
I think she looked in her 30s.
Nice body.
Much younger. Yes.
It's fine. You can stay in her
30s. Yeah. She looked younger. She looked 10 years younger than she was. So she's literally doing this to me, and completely in her own world, and I'm literally not enjoying it whatsoever. And I'm like, if she pops a tack out, my eyes are abysmal. I'm not getting down this Lemony Snicket series of unfortunate event hill that I wound up to get here. I don't have cell service. I'm in the middle of, I'm like, talk about being a modern day Larry David, Woody Allen. I'm just thinking, not to mention, so basically, I call a TV timeout. I'm like, can you stop? Like, I can't continue. So she goes into her master bathroom. She comes out with a 3-inch Duracell little 3-speed, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. I didn't hear this part of it.
And I'm going.
She has a vibrator.
Yes, but I guess it was, there's a couple of variations of it. This is like a 3-speed. I didn't know, or like
3 inches long?
No, like there was different speed, so I guess it had batteries in it.
How big was it?
It was small. It was small, so it wasn't like, you know.
Okay. Like a little silver bullet.
Yeah, it wasn't what Andy Dick brought in the old school scene. It was it was a little tiny. Okay. So, you know, I wasn't intimidated in that regard. But then she asked me if I mind. I'm like, do I mind? Knock yourself out, lady. Go to Tinseltown. So she starts having her way.
Is she naked? Are you guys naked?
Yeah. And I'm going, wow, what a subpar performance I just put on compared to what this little thing is making her sound like. And I'm sitting there.
Wait a second, but you guys didn't fuck, did you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
oh,
we
you
did.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, you left that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said
no,
she poked
that,
you in the
no,
eyes.
No, oh, yeah. All that was when I was, yeah, she was on top.
So you guys totally fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I had to call a TV timeout.
During
because my tack was going. Yeah, so.
Did you get off?
Yeah, I did. So then she's literally doing that, and all of a sudden, I'm in the blue section at SeaWorld. It's a mess. So if you get that
nice,
reference,
lady.
I should have brought a poncho, basically.
Wow.
Should have packed one. And I'm not enjoying this at all still. I'm thinking, of course, about the poor kid down the hall.
Oh, now you're thinking about
it. No, I was thinking
when
about
you fucked her. No problem.
I mean, look, it was cut. I mean, you know, I'm a man of service there to get a job done. But once I had a little intermission, I'm like, this poor kid, if he could move a muscle, he would come down and
how
take a 2x4.
How loud was it? Could he hear you guys?
It was. The woman was like, geez, because, you know, in a nice house, you got high ceilings and echo, you know. So, and then she tries to include me with the thing, and I'll leave it at that. I'm like, that's an area.
What, she tried to put it in your butt?
I'm like, but the fucked up thing is that I couldn't hear because the earwax, so I'm just saying yes to things.
Clean
I should
your
be
fucking
saying no.
Ears.
I went to the Minute Clinic the next day, and the woman goes, I don't even know how you're hearing. I go, yeah, I've been in some precarious scenarios because of this, and you know. So I got a long way to go. This is how far
God.
I am away from a relationship, Kate. So anyway, so the whole kit and caboodle gets over. I leave as fast as I can. Think it's over. This woman's off my conscience, right? 3 weeks later, she sends me a text message that's a paragraph that says, I got some STD work done.
She called it STD work?
Yeah, STD work done. If you read this, it's something else. And everything came back negative, .. except, who phrases a sentence like that? We're good.
What?
By the way.
Everything came back negative except.
If you want me to, I'll say it. But
yeah.
It was an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. We had chlamydia. You know, which is like a badge of honor in college. You know, that's like going from Cub Scouts to Weevilos.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just a
I
little,
never got that badge.
Yeah, it's it.
I never.
It is what it is.
Chlamydia is a positive. Now.
No, it's not a positive. I'm just saying, you know, if you went to like STDSU or something, you know.
So chlamydia, you checked
chlamydia?
Off your bucket list, but the threesome you haven't managed to.
No, I'm not saying I got chlamydia. I went to a small private school, mm-hmm. by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so chlamydia, HPV. And wait for it, genital herpes. So I get this news.
Oh, God.
I'll never forget this. I was coming down the stairs of my apartment. My buddy's coming over to go to In-N-Out. I drop the bag of trash, and I just, like, I almost lose consciousness. I'm like, because in my mind, that's a lifelong disease. No, let me finish the story.
No, I'm saying in your mind at that moment, you have herpes.
In my mind, I'm like, well, this woman is not the responsible mother in which I potentially thought she was. And so I go get checked, find out, here's for the viewers, you can contract genital herpes, warts, among others, even if you bag your boy. So I had to wait 3 to 5 business days.
Of course.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Just because your dick is covered, there's skin around it.
Yeah, I didn't know skin-to-skin contact.
Did you see? Did you see any bumps or anything?
Oh, no. So she, in the text, she basically said, I have never had any of these.
Uh-huh.
And I got a 3-for-1 special from whomever. So I mean, I called her and grilled her. I'm like, lady, you're out of your effing prime. I got 12 years left on the free agency wire. If I get this, I'm moving to a third world country and redefining my purpose. Why am I here?
Do you know how many people have herpes now? It's like 1 in 10.
Oh, I learned. 1 in 4 and 1 in 5. It's revolting. I'm now coveting my penis like a high-priced antique and not taking it out unless I absolutely need to. I have a new lease on life.
I hope you learned your lesson. No more fucking crazy people with children in the house.
I didn't.
Or girls that will just come over and fuck you. They all have herpes. No one is like getting on Tinder going, I think I'll fuck this stranger unless they have an STD.
Wow. Well, I have a clean bill of health, thankfully. And
you're okay.
I'm clean as a bird.
Getting herpes is my biggest fear in life. Like,
likewise.
I would rather be buried alive than get herpes. Like, to me, having herpes, there's nothing more. I have not, knock on wood, I have never had any STDs. Nothing.
That's amazing.
It's amazing considering that I dated a porn star, that I've fucked athletes. Like, I should have something. That's why 2017 is my year of waiting to fuck a good guy.
Wow.
I'm still waiting. I'm waiting.
You have a record vagina then with that kind of
I know. I have a lucky vagina. No STDs, and I can get other women pregnant.
That's phenomenal.
My vagina is magic.
Special.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I'm, and then the woman tells me she's laying off dating. Well, so I'm still swiping, but it's for material purposes.
Holy
shit. I pumped the brakes.
Have you had sex since her, or did that freak you out so bad?
I was with several women after her. That's what I was most worried about.
Did you let them know?
No,
because you're clean.
Well, yes, but I also didn't want to let them know. I might have X, Y, and Z.
Till you knew.
Till I knew.
I don't blame you.
But those are the longest 3 to 5 business days of my life.
I mean, that happened to me one time that I had a scare where I hooked up with a guy, and then that guy was in New York, and he was talking to a mutual friend of ours, and he was like, man, I just popped for this, like, really hard-to-treat strain of chlamydia. And he didn't tell me.
Right.
I heard it from a friend. So I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was so pissed he didn't tell me. And then I couldn't say anything because my friend was like, you can't tell him I told you because then he'll never trust me. So I went and got tested and I was clean. But I've had a couple times that I like freaked out, or I'll have like anytime I have even like an ingrown hair, I'm like convinced.
Oh, that was what
I
forgot
herpes.
To leave that out. Like day 4 of 5 from not hearing from the doctor, I got an ingrown hair on my belly button. I'm like, this is it. I'm a dead man. I'm done.
It's so bad.
So when you're on these apps, are you just kind of window shopping for the most part? Like, what do you think the most women's intentions are on there?
To be honest, now I'm trying to date. So like now I'm actually trying to meet somebody. So when I go on these apps, I want to date people, but the minute someone says, oh, I looked you up on Instagram, you're a comedian, I unmatch with that. I don't want people. I should just find a way to like maybe make a fake name on them or something. Because I matched with a guy the other day who was really cute. And then he was like, I follow you on Twitter. And I was like, ugh, I don't want to date anyone that knows my material.
Right.
Because they just will definitely think that I'm just looking to fuck. Because that's kind of how I joke around and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm on there. I'm like open. I'm super open. I'm still trying to get over this guy that I dated for the longest time. But we haven't had sex in a while, but we kind of started talking for a minute. And then I was like so convinced I was going to fuck him again. But then I found out there's another girl. So then I kind of stopped it again. But I got to get over it. I'm not quite like I keep dating other people thinking I'm over it. But the problem is, I think until you're 100% over someone, you don't give people a fair shot. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm still comparing people to
this
him.
Guy.
That's not good. You don't want to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you got obviously a heart that, you know.
I have a heart.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Do you operate differently on Tinder than you operate on Bumble?
Fuck with Tinder.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Wow. Okay. So it's for the peasants like myself.
I do fuck with Bumble, so.
Because the ball's in your court?
Actually, no. I don't know why. I just feel like the guys on Bumble are better quality for some reason.
I think it's... I saw a funny meme about how, like, Bumble is wifey and Tinder is side chick.
Tinder reminds me of, like, Goodwill or, like, Kmart. Like, it really does. Like, when I get on Tinder, I feel like I'm swiping through the lowest quality of people. I don't know why. Bumble, for some reason, everyone seems to at least have jobs, you know? Like,
right. Where
Tinder seems like a lot of guys that you see on Hollywood Boulevard handing out free albums. Like, I just don't know who's on there. But I'm not on. I tried OkCupid. I tried Match.com. That's just too much work. I do this on dating apps. I'll tell you this. I match with a guy. I look at his job. If I think he seems reasonable, I say, let's get a drink. I don't waste time sending messages back and forth because I don't have time.
Right.
I meet for one drink. Within 30 minutes, I know if I want to go out with you again or not. And
wow,
if I don't, I leave.
That's efficient.
You got to be. It's like a full-time job trying to date on these apps.
Yeah.
You're not looking for a relationship, right?
Not at all.
You just want...
Well, it's fun to have a companion. I enjoy company. That's why I it would be not, you know, I'm not opposed to something of substance, but just with my, you know, doing the, like, night when you hang out with people for the most part. And
yeah.
If you're out, you know, if you're out, I'm out networking and hobnobbing around. I'm going to let them down one way or another.
It's hard as a comic because you keep stripper hours. It's true. So when I'm available to date guys is like early bird special time, like happy hour, like 5 to 7 before shows, or late at night. So I'll ask guys, like, I have a show, but I'm done at 11. Is that too late to meet for a drink? Of course, guys are like, hell no, because they think that means you want to hit it. But I don't. It's just the only time I have. So like dating a stripper if you're with me. It's great. Speaking of which, I'm getting a stripper pole, everyone. Oh, I'm not supposed to call it a stripper pole, but
wow.
I'm getting a fitness pole put in my apartment.
No,
I'm really excited.
Way.
Yeah, I hit up this company on Instagram that has stripper poles, and I asked them for one, and they said just as long as I don't call it a stripper pole and I make sure I use it for fitness purposes, they would send me one. So they're sending me one. I'm going to put it in my apartment. So when people come over, they can practice. You can come.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's why I need to put extra work in.
I mean, why not? You know how hot it would be if a guy knew how to dance on a stripper pole? I'd be down.
I can't imagine being a Chippendale.
I love the Chippendales.
So you would dabble with one of those guys?
I tried. I followed.
Already tried.
There was this hot Chippendales dancer on Instagram who popped up in my feed, and I followed him, and I actually aggressively hit on him. Sometimes I do this. I was like, hey, are you single? We should hang when I'm in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he was into it. And then I was in Vegas, and I DM'd him, and he didn't get back to me. See, this is why people don't believe me. I take losses, but I take so many losses. I really do.
So you've slid in because the aimless DM slide in, which is unrequested, by the way, which I also do. Because if I find a very good looking girl on Tinder, Bumble, what have you, I'll just hop to their
sure.
Instagram and slide in.
You do?
But that's nothing hurts worse than throwing yourself out there and then it says seen and no response.
Well,
but you know,
I mean, to be fair, though, to the girls you're sliding in on, if they have a lot of followers, because I get... I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. Yeah. I get at least 50 DMs a day.
A day?
Yeah. So honestly, I just don't have time to even try to look through all of them.
Goodness.
It's gotten worse since the Instagram story came out.
Right.
Because now people can reply to your Instagram story and it comes through as a DM. So
yeah.
If 5,000 people look at my story and 20 of them reply, that's 20 DMs right there.
Oh my.
So
gosh.
I could have a hot guy sliding in my DMs. I would never even know.
50 a day?
At least, honestly. That's why when guys are like, why don't you ever check your DMs? I try. But what I'm saying is probably most girls are getting at least, you know, even.
That's true.
If you figure I have 50,000 followers, I get 50 a day. Imagine how many, you know, even girls with 10,000 followers are probably getting, you know, a few
right.
a day. So it's too much.
But
it's too much.
There's a lot of guys in LA that don't know what they're doing. In my opinion.
Advice is just walk up to a girl and be like, you're beautiful. Are you single? And if they say yes, that's your cue to ask them out. Because if a guy does that to me and I'm not interested, I just say no, I have a boyfriend.
But you really like the lead in with the compliment? Because I mean, I'm not one to put down a girl, but there's a lot of girls that like kind of the asshole, neg, if you will, type lingo to
girls
get them
know
interested.
When you're negging us.
Oh, okay.
We know. But yeah, compliment them a lot to get in the door. Then once you're in there, you can pull back a little to make them be like, is he not interested anymore? Like, that works.
That works.
Compliments work on girls, especially attractive women, because people assume that attractive women get lots of compliments. So a lot of guys won't compliment them. Oh,
so many guys think that. So many guys go the opposite. I'm going to go be mean to that pretty girl.
Yeah.
Because no one does that.
But there are a lot of girls, like, I'll talk about this with my girlfriends who are, like, beautiful, and they'll be like, guys never compliment me because they think I hear it all the time.
Wow.
So it really works. That's why I asked out my 7-Eleven guy. Because every day I come in the morning with no makeup on, looking like shit, and every day he's like, hey, gorgeous, you're so beautiful. And he doesn't have Instagram or social media, so he has no idea.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's just really sweet. And I finally asked him out because I was like, this is a guy that thinks I'm beautiful when I look like shit. And he tells me, and he said no because he has a girlfriend. But at least, you know, I tried and he put it out there and it worked.
Well, you got a fallback guy now.
Well, he has a girlfriend, so.
7-Eleven guy has a girl. Everyone has a girlfriend.
Everyone has a girlfriend. In this fucking town, that's what people don't get about LA. There's more girls looking for dudes than the other way around. And the guys have the upper hand here. This is the only place men have the upper hand. Like, girls are all like, the pussy's all the power. Not in this town. And guys know it. Especially guys that are good in bed. They know. They're like, I'm good in bed. I have my shit together. There's a million girls out here trying to find a man. Like, they're in charge. It's awful. Wow. That's why you have to leave. If you want love, don't come to LA. If you want love, live in the middle of the country.
Where would you like your next long term? If you could pick an area in the world for this man to come from, would you have a desired location?
For him to come from?
Like, is he a Frenchman? Like, somewhere from Spain?
I tend to like Seattle-type guys, like Pacific
really?
Northwest, like real men.
I love that area.
Yeah.
I could live up there.
I couldn't.
Really?
It's too cloudy. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been there in the winter.
But anyway, we got to go soon. Do you have any other terrible date fails that you want to share? Any other awful, horrible sex or the worst date you've ever had?
I mean,
that one was pretty fucking terrible.
I did tell you the other one where the younger girl, yes, I am interested in younger girls too, wanted to do the role-playing thing. And I blurred out doctor, patient, because, you know, every guy would love to be taken care of by a good-looking nurse. So I show up thinking I'm about to get catered to, and she's expecting me to be the doctor.
What's wrong with that?
Number one, I'm Jewish with 25 things wrong with me normally. So I'm always the patient. I'm not the doctor. I'm not the voice of reason with the calm, able to. So this girl wanted me to conduct a physical, and the only word I know is gluteus maximus. And I didn't get a callback. No callback. It was abysmal.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
I think that's hot. I would want the guy to be the doctor.
I mean, well, yes. Looking back on it, at my report card, played about 7 things wrong. But
did you even end up hooking up with her?
Oh yeah, we did. We completed it. But in regards to the like foreplay, lay down, enjoy this little moment, I botched the hell
really?
Out of it. Oh.
You should have pretended you were playing Operation, like when you're a kid and you just hit all the different parts. Well, Alex, you're fantastic. You're a wonderful
Likewise.
Guest.
Thank you.
Thank
I had
you.
A great time.
Thank you for being here. I definitely want people to check you out and check out your show. Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, Extraordinary Sports. Just at Extraordinary Sports with no E. So XTRA, Ordinary Sports. Doing some interesting podcasts and some fun video content.
I like it.
Around the sports world one way or another.
All right. Well, I've been Kate Quigley. This is Date Fails. Make sure you guys follow me at Kate Q Funny. If you want to support the podcast, check out my Patreon. It's patreon.com/KateQFunny. And I've got a bunch of shows coming up, so be up on my Facebook and Instagram for that. Love you guys. Bye.
Peace.